Today, Singapore announced it has stepped up security at airports, oil facilities, and ports. The island state recently detained more than a dozen suspects linked to Osama bin Laden and alleged bombing plots. And Singapore's prime minister has warned there could be more al-Qaeda members operating there. NPR's Rob Gifford has a report.
This straight-laced, multi-ethnic former British colony is better known for its strict anti-litter laws than for political militancy. Neighbours of the 13 men arrested said the men didn't stand out at all. They all held steady jobs, drivers, technicians, engineers among them, and gave no clue they might be involved in extremist activities. Their arrests came after the Singapore government received a video cassette found in an al-Qaeda house in Afghanistan. On it, one of the men now detained talks about potential targets in Singapore, the U.S. Embassy, American business, and the U.S. Navy, whose ships regularly visit Singapore's deep water port facilities. After the men were picked up, the government broadcast the video nationally. Singapore is one of the most westernized and prosperous countries in Asia, and ordinary citizens have been taken aback by what they saw.
I was pretty shocked, actually, yeah. We heard that they caught some al-Qaeda people in Malaysia soon after the 9/11 incident. So that was pretty close to home already. To find that they have cells in Singapore, that was that was scary.
I thought, you know, growing up in Singapore, I thought Singapore was pretty much a very safe and secure society because that's the way it is, especially since we're a multiracial society. And, you know, I guess on the surface it seems that people of different religions get along really well. So yeah, I guess you can say I was quite surprised.
The government has released some details about the men and their activities. They belong to an organization called simply the Islamic Group. Eight of them trained in Afghanistan, and it seems they were amassing explosives. Authorities say the men had collected 4 tons of the chemical ammonium nitrate. That's the stuff that Timothy McVeigh used to blow up the Murrah building in Oklahoma City 7 years ago. It was found just over the border in Malaysia, fueling concerns that there's cooperation between different cells of al-Qaeda in different countries in Southeast Asia. Malaysia has also arrested several people suspected of links with al-Qaeda. Regional security analyst Melina Nathan says there are likely to be other operatives in the region. But she says despite the successful arrests in Singapore, other al-Qaeda members will be extremely hard to track down, since they have nothing like the freedom of movement given by the Taliban.
I don't think any states in Southeast Asia could become the new Afghanistan simply because you don't have a situation where there is a government and therefore a state that will willingly harbour and support al-Qaeda. But because you do have in Southeast Asia states that are weak, primarily I'm thinking of Indonesia and the Philippines, and weak in the sense that governments don't have complete control over entire swathe of the territory, that there is the possibility of some infiltration.
The infiltration of Singapore has put the government here, and US residents especially, on high alert. But most people, foreign and local alike, have expressed confidence in the government to handle the situation. Now the debate has begun about what exactly, in a haven of wealth and stability like Singapore, might have motivated the alleged plotters.